The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's Free Talk Live. What does freedom mean? Mark will be exploring that with a piece from Mises, the Mises Institute, here in a little bit as we launch into the third hour of the program. We got Conan here with us from BlackSheepRising.org, which you can go and listen and or watch to Black Sheep Rising on. You know, it's a good show to watch, but it's also pretty listenable. Like, you guys don't do a bunch of on-screen stuff or anything like this. It's just you guys sitting around.
We do video. We'll watch and talk about. We spend a lot of time making it a good podcast.
Yeah.
But it works both ways. I mean, it's just, you know, whatever you feel like. It used to be a 2-hour program.
What is it now?
It's 1 hour.
Okay.
But we'll have like an after show. So we break it up like that. The 2-hour was a little hard to watch. You know, it's hard to watch anything longer than 5 minutes.
You've even got the city manager watching your show, apparently. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, even movers and shakers here in town, are paying attention to what you're doing, Conan. Keep up the good work over there, BlackSheepRising.org. As we continue here, we've been talking about the Memorial Day activities today and what I was doing this morning, being in the parade, actually. Now, I wasn't scheduled to be in the parade, but every year, myself and other activists in past years have jumped into the parade with signs and peace flags and bringing the ideas of peace to the Memorial Day parade. Some people are upset about that.
If you're going
to
employ myself in a sentence, it's the second time you refer to yourself in a sentence. So, you know, I was in the Memorial Parade, not myself. I cut myself. You see
You
referred to yourself two times in a sentence?
Yeah, because you can't say I cut I or I cut me.
Those don't work. So right. Myself is the second reference to yourself in a sentence.
Right. Thanks for that. I appreciate that. Sure. You know what? You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. So I got into the parade, and the response was mostly positive, at least from the people that gave me a response in the parade. But it's after the fact. When I posted about it on Facebook, when people started getting nasty from all across the country. And the guy who's commenting here, Wes Majica, he is actually somebody we used to work with down in Florida. He now, I think, is the general manager of a radio station in Montana.
I don't think he's in the radio business anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, as of the last few years, a few years ago, he was GMing a station in Montana.
Yeah, he was in Beaumont, and he was in Memphis, too. We move around in the radio industry.
But anyway.
Town to town and up and down the dial.
He's upset, and after summoning somebody, tagged somebody in the thread, and he says, "Hey, Danny, what would you say to peace-loving people who disrespect the ultimate sacrifice of those who made it possible for them to demonstrate at a Memorial Day parade?" And he goes on to say, "You couldn't be more wrong, Ian Freeman. Promote your cause a different day. If not for those who died, you wouldn't be able to be a prick today. And yes, demonstrating on a day we remember is being a prick. You're no better than Fred Phelps and the Westboro Church. And yes, they do. If not for soldiers dying, we'd live in a country where our speech would get you killed. And you're naive to think otherwise. Go smoke another joint."
So I'm comparing you to Fred Phelps, where Fred Phelps, I believe, and his family celebrate the deaths of soldiers. I think is taking that an entire step beyond what you did. But here's the question I have.
Well, he's saying I'm as offensive with what I'm doing.
For the peace lovers out there, what are they supposed to do? Most of the parades in the United States are government parades.
Right, the cops were there shutting down the streets.
Right, they shut down the streets. Where do you get this peace parade?
Mm-hmm.
Where is this peace celebration you're supposed to be doing your stuff on? Now, there is a peace vigil every week out on Central Square. I think they're going to be wrapping it up.
What?
Well, because they're drawing the troops out of Afghanistan.
Oh.
So I think that the vigil may be shutting down. I don't know.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, but there are other conflicts taking place.
You better keep it going.
They can just go pick another country.
Well, hold on. They've been doing that vigil since the 80s, which is long before the Afghanistan.
I believe that it was laid down for a period of time in the 90s, as I understand.
They could pick up the war between Free Keen and Mustafa Free Keen. That's a good right here in their own town.
But I don't know what you do. I mean, I don't. If you want to get the message of peace out to people, and there's nobody who wants it more now than those in the military. I think it's...
Yeah, how do you get your own parade? How does that work?
What mostly you hear are civilians who have never been members of the military complaining about how people in the military are treated on this day. People in the military often are the ones that want peace the most.
Sure.
Oftentimes you'll find those in the military are ones that weren't in the battle MOSs, you know, the conflict MOSs, or the biggest supporters of the, yeah, we did it. I flew a desk for 4 years.
I suspect a lot of these people are individuals who they know someone in the military, even if they haven't been in the military. You know, they know they've had loved ones, maybe dead grandfathers, that kind of thing, who were in the military, and it seems very personal to them when somebody takes a shot at the military, which, of course, isn't necessarily what I was doing with carrying a peace flag. That's just bringing a message of peace. The way I saw this was not oriented towards conflict, as you might have suggested earlier, Mark, but to simply try to give people something else to think about. Because as that parade's going by, you got the old guys from the, you know, the former World War II people or whatever, you know, former Korea. These guys, they're in the parade. You've got the high school bands that are in the parade. You've got the karate kids, apparently, they're in the parade every year. And then military men in military vehicles, police officers, government agents of, I think they even had firemen in the parade this year.
Yeah, so where's your alternative? Where's the other message?
That was me. And, bring up the end of the parade. And it's just like there's the overall message there is something very martial. It's very militaristic, very pro-military. And I think it's important to bring another idea to the table. While people are thinking that whole parade, they're getting warm feelings about the military and the people who've died and all the reasons they've died and all this propaganda, these propaganda-ish reasons for, you know, going into these conflicts around the world about it's for freedom. When, of course, it's as General Smedley Butler, who's like one of the most famous Marine generals.
One of the most decorated military men in U.S.
of
history.
All time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he wrote...
Two-time winner of the Medal of Honor and would have won a third time if it hadn't been for the rules against officers winning at that moment.
He wrote, "War is a racket." And Conan, were you telling me off the air that you just refreshed on one of his speeches?
I reread the entire thing today. I was actually going over the idea of refreshing it as an audio piece.
Oh, doing like an audiobook kind of thing.
And with visuals as well.
Okay, so give me a summary. I mean, what's the executive summary here of Smedley Butler's position on things? Because I had suggested in my thread here on Facebook that he takes my side, that Smedley Butler is not someone who believes the military is out there fighting for freedom.
No, it's a racket, and his big claim to fame is it's the industry that are making money off of this. The munitions makers, the guys making the boots,
yes,
the guys making the mosquito nets, and during free peaceful times. Yeah, they make enough money to get by, but when the war hits, man, their profits skyrocket. I mean, that's what it's all about. Yeah, if you're one of these lobbyists, you know, you're just as interested in getting the government in your business as you are the wars overseas.
The complaints that Ian might have been in this parade, it's one-sided and myopic. Are there veterans out there that want a message of peace portrayed?
Yes.
Conan?
Veterans for Peace?
Do you think that it was good that Ian was in there in that parade or bad?
I've been here 2 years, and I have not yet been in this parade, mm-hmm. Because I've always felt really squeamish about it. Mm. The day I changed my mind, this has changed my mind.
Really?
Because my whole thing was, it's a memorial for the dead servicemen. But you know what? It's not. And, you know, talking tonight, I came to the realization it's a gung-ho, yay, military day.
Yeah.
And if it was a Memorial Day, people would be going to the cemeteries, putting flowers on graves, and
Some people do that. They'll put the flags at the grave sites, and that's fine. I think, you know, okay.
But having a parade with karate kids, no, it's become something
it's
completely
rah-rah
different.
Raw militarism all the way. And so my idea was, let me bring up the end of this parade, be the last thing that people see to give people at least a moment where they could think about peace. And, you know, a lot of people are going to avert their eyes, they're going to roll their eyes, they're going to ignore, they're going to, you know, make nasty comments to their family members about how awful of a person that I am. But there are some people in that crowd who appreciated the fact that I was there.
And some military people. Like, this is the point I want to drive home here, is that if you claim that the message of peace is somehow a slap in the face of people that have been in the military or people that have died serving the government, then let's not forget that some of them had different opinions than you had. Like, for instance, Harry Patch, the last surviving soldier of World War I, says war is organized murder and nothing else.
We'll come back with more. Share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like your choice of two guitar stands or wall hooks for $10, or two pairs of Vader drumsticks for $5, or three sets of Ernie Ball electric guitar strings for $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
This Tuesday, it's the premiere of NBC's new medical drama, The Night Shift.
He seems an Army Ranger, battlefield doc.
He's a hero, driven to save everyone but himself.
I keep having these dreams. I keep reliving that moment.
Let me help you.
But how can she heal the man who broke her heart?
I can't stop that pleasure.
The Night Shift premieres Tuesday at 10, 9 central after the premiere of America's Got Talent on NBC.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial toll free to 855-453 or join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com where all the features are free.
Dodd-Frank, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, they're killing the mortgage industry. But Mortgage Minute Guy, the Mortgage Minute Guy, Roger Schlesinger, has found some ways around these rules and organizations. Private loan sellers are competing directly against the U.S. government, and things actually look pretty good. Stated income loans are back, and they were really less trouble in the mortgage crisis anyway. So state your income, truthfully, obviously, and you can get a loan. Rates are great. It's never been easier to get a loan. If you need to refinance or to get cash out for whatever reason, call the Mortgage Minute Guy, 1-866-288-0088, or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 1-866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
All right, we've been discussing the Memorial Day activities today. I was in a parade by my own choice. I ended up finishing off the parade, kind of wrapping it up, walking behind the Memorial Day parade here in Keene, New Hampshire, as I've done in the last couple of years. And I don't do it to get a rise out of people, even though I know that's inevitable. I mean, because people feel so strongly about the military, it's inevitable that if you take a position of peace on a day like this, that you will be, to some extent, targeted for some S-talking. Whether they will talk it to your face or behind your back is another question. Some of them
doesn't matter much.
Some of them were willing to talk it on Facebook, and we're sharing some of their opinions, because I think these Facebook posts are a pretty good summation of what a lot of people who support the military and warmongering in the state, what a lot of them believe, you know, that you'd be speaking German if it weren't for the military, that those boys are over there fighting for your freedom, and how dare you. You shouldn't be speaking today, not today, don't do it today. Any other day, fine, you can go bring your peace flag out, but today they fought for your freedom to speak, but today you shouldn't be speaking.
Mm-hmm. But it's all right to have the karate kids out.
Sure, well, the Karate Kids are, and they got their banner, you know, advertising their business,
future,
too.
Future warriors, future mercenaries.
Well, now, isn't the martial arts, aren't most of them, don't they advocate for peace? Don't they advocate that you only use the skills that you have for defensive purposes?
I'm not sure about karate.
Really?
It might be one of those aggressive jumping your opponent's face types. But you know what? I don't really know.
My experience, which is limited, my experience with martial arts, that's kind of the general idea, is that they're not teaching you these things so you can go around and rob people or hurt people, that they're teaching you these things so you can defend yourself if you come into a situation like that. So I point out to one of these folks who's critical on Facebook that, look, Wes, you're just lying to yourself. Free speech, what? Journalists and photographers are regularly threatened by government agents across the country. Go to photographyisnotacrime.com. Photographyisnotacrime.com. Carlos Miller is the proprietor of that website, and there's always something new. There's always some new video of a man in a uniform. Usually cops, but many of these cops are former military. Cops, sheriffs, etc., security agents who will come up to people with video cameras, whether they're, you know, in the mainstream media or not, and threaten them with taking their camera away, with arrest, or actually take their camera away, or actually arrest them.
If you think there's freedom of press or speech in this country, go to photographyisnotacrime.com.
Yeah, it's a joke. That's the best site that I can point you to, but there's no shortage of stories like that elsewhere as well.
But this is a nice collection. You'll just scroll down, and if you believe that there's freedom of the press and freedom of speech in this country, you will be disabused of that notion within five posts.
Right. You only believe that because it's what you've been told, not because you have any evidence for it. Okay, sure, there are some political designations in the world where a show like Free Talk Live would not fly. There would be no way for us to get on the air.
Take it out and executed.
We could be executed. In a lot of places, you know, there's state-run media. You don't even have the opportunity to have a privately run radio station or anything private. It's all state-run. So, yeah, I get that. I get that. Just because things are worse elsewhere doesn't mean that they can't be better here.
Are they getting better?
No.
Are you freer from, you know, 15 years ago than you are today?
It depends on how you look at it. So
technology is where it's, you know, that's what's keeping us upright.
Technology exactly. certainly is a freeing factor. Absolutely.
So it's freeing from a variety of different ways. Technology is freeing from a cost perspective, first and foremost. I mean, the things that we're doing today, UConan with Black Sheep Rising, which is a video show, video is more complicated to do than audio, and editing video used to be an extremely expensive task. Now, anybody with a desktop computer and some software, in a lot of cases, some of these operating systems give you free editing software right. with them.
Yeah, but the government didn't have anything to do with that. We're talking about government freedoms.
No, I get where you're coming from. I'm just saying, if you ask that question of are you more free today, it depends on how you answer, your perspective.
Agreed.
You're not free to start your own radio station. You're not free to start your own television station. Old media is very unfree. It's very difficult to get into those areas. Creating new media, going online, there's not much in the way of restrictions on that, and that's a good thing. But at the same time, the online media delivery systems don't have the built-in audience that the radio stations do. I mean, these guys have been building their audience for decades.
But, you know, these legislators are catching up. Wasn't it Feinstein who said that 18-year-old bloggers shouldn't be able to do what they do because, you know, really? They're not educated enough to distribute news out to the masses.
I don't remember which politician it was, but it was a female one that made the statement. But, you know, over and over, politicians are outraged that, my God, the voters are getting an opportunity to talk. I hate it when they do that. Oh, well, geez, it's bad enough when we have to do one of these town meetings and people stand up and make fun of me and stuff.
But it's that technology that allows a high schooler to have his own blog to reach thousands of people or even more, and that's available to everybody now. I mean, it's
right. So there's more freedom in that way. But
if
you
claim that soldiers protect freedom of individuals, you must further claim that soldiers have protected the politicians' ability to encroach on your freedom. And the politicians
aren't stopping the politicians.
Are winning.
Right.
Well, no, the soldiers inarguably protect the politicians' power to encroach on your freedoms, inarguably. Now, you can then claim that the soldiers protect us from the people on the outside, so you, the citizens, are responsible for protecting our rights on the inside. But wait, you took an oath to protect me against enemies foreign and domestic.
Correct, and a lot of people don't know that. A lot of military don't know that.
Even though they took the oath?
Even though they took the oath?
Most of the military that I know that are the guys that are already out, the Oath Keepers. Mm-hmm. Who, you know, swear up and down that I think there most of them are in favor of the Constitution, but at least the oath that they'll uphold it. The legislators and the politicians and what they don't the Constitution is a wall and that prevents them from, you know, doing what they need to do to gain more power for themselves.
Let's continue with your phone calls, Charles in West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hey, Charles.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, welcome. Good. Good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Listen to your march. You joined in the march. I'm glad you joined in the rear. I showed some respect.
Oh, you're saying it was respectful to go in the rear of the parade?
Yes, it was.
As opposed to inserting myself in the front or in the middle of it?
Well, yeah, you might have got your head slapped. If you had went in the middle of that march, somebody would have slapped your head probably.
I appreciate that you have seen that as respectful. I did not feel it would be appropriate to go into the middle of the march. I also felt that it was a strategic position in the back end.
You think it's a bad idea for a person with a peace flag to get into a Memorial Day march?
Well, no, he said in the front of it. Stand by, Charles. We can bring you back here if you want to continue your comments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dried Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dried Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dried Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here. Although the overall conversation has been about Memorial Day and some of the controversy over me getting into a parade today at the very end of the Memorial Day parade with a peace flag. We're sharing some of the responses that I received from folks on Facebook. You can share your thoughts as well, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, free coffee?
Yeah, you can get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. You pay for the shipping, we'll pay for the pound of coffee. You have to sign up for a subscription, but you can cancel that subscription anytime. You get your pound, cancel it, that's fine.
You're going to want more. This is great coffee.
It's great coffee. It's delicious coffee, and you will find no coffee better. It is the best of the best coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. But the thing about BuzzBox Coffee that really sets them apart is their concern for people. They have a coffee co-op that they, you know, they have their farmers involved in, and that co-op allows families to get up out of the poverty. And in the same way, partners like Free Talk Live are able to offer microloans to other people around the world that are also able to help them get a hand up out of poverty. And I think that this is it's immensely important because many times these charities that just give handouts, that's not what people need, or they don't respect it in the way that that they would otherwise, getting a loan and being able to work themselves out of poverty. I think that's what makes a difference, and that's why I'm excited to be involved. Go get your coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. Get your free pound, and then if you like it, keep getting your coffee there. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue with Charles. Mark, you had had a question because Charles had called in from West Virginia listening to WVTS. He was saying that he thought that it was respectful of me to not get into the parade in the front or perhaps in the middle of the parade. And you'd asked him a question about, what was it exactly?
Well, just do you think that he shouldn't have gotten involved at all, Charles?
Charles, go ahead.
Oh, yes, he can get involved. I think he should.
That is fantastic. Now, were you formerly in the military?
Yes, I was.
And what are your thoughts on whether or not the military is fighting for freedom or fighting for the whims of the politicians?
More or less from the whims of politicians. We've been fighting political wars for politicians since World War II.
Yeah, I pretty much have to agree with that. I mean, World War II, I think, was the inevitable outcrop of World War I. And I don't know about the Pacific Theater. I don't think that there was any avoiding that either in those circumstances. But everything after World War II, just a mess.
Thanks for the call tonight, Charles. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Yeah, certainly my intentions are not to be disrespectful when I get into that.
I think the back end is the right place to be on this one. It's just kind of like, you know, trailing on up. And what it...
Right, I also want to be the last thought in people's minds as well.
I know, but it doesn't look like you're not trying to get in front of anybody. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you did happen to be in front of, what was the, some baseball team?
It was like a baseball, little kids baseball team that ran into the parade after
decided,
I
decided we're going to be in the parade. Yeah. And this also kind of backs up you getting in the parade because, hey, you just got into a parade like everybody, you know, the other people are doing it too.
Apparently, yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. If... you have a peace sign, and you can't argue with the peace sign. I mean, some people will, but I mean, it just works.
It's universal.
Right. Now,
you were holding up a sign that says, you know, soldiers are
killing babies.
Killers, right? Yeah. Baby killers.
Well, that's whatever. Where I was going. If I was to get in the line with my sign, which says something like "War, what is it good for?"
Mm-hmm.
which is a very popular hippie song,
mm-hmm. and a question.
Yeah, exactly. Now, how do you think people will respond to that?
I don't know. You should try it.
if you're at the mid mark, you know, what would that be? I mean, would it?
It's hard to say. I know the first year we did this, 3 years ago now. So this is the third year. The first year we did it, there was an encounter actually with Chris Cantwell,
mm-hmm.
who was involved in it. We had, I think, four people the first year walking with signs, and I don't think we actually had a flag the first year at all. When we got through the parade, they ended at this rec center here in town, and there's like some sort of a speech. I don't stay for the speech. I just take off at that point. We kind of hung around that first year, and it was while we were hanging around that somebody wanted to show off. So some tough came up, some older guy, not old, but, you know, middle-aged maybe, older on middle-aged side, 50s. He comes up, and he gets up in Chris Cantwell's face. And
yeah, he picks the biggest male in the group to go after, you know.
It wasn't Chris carrying as well?
Chris, I think, is generally carrying. So, yes, I believe he was carrying on that particular day. Whether it was open or not, I don't recall. But I was really proud of Chris in this moment because, you know, when you listen to Chris Cantwell, if you're familiar with him, we've had him on the show in the past, and he's controversial in the Liberty Movement because he kind of takes the position of you know, advocating violence in response to the state. And so you get the feeling that Chris Cantwell's the kind of guy who's going to reach for a gun as fast as he can. Mm-hmm. But that's not the real Chris, in my opinion. The real Chris in this case did a great job de-escalating the situation. This dude got in his face. He shoved him, I believe, at one point. So Chris would have had the justification to, you know, defend himself.
At least, you know, show him.
To some extent. And Chris backed down. He backed this guy down. He, you know, backed himself down. He backed the situation down. He de-escalated, yeah. And he didn't give the dude what he wanted. The dude wanted Chris to strike him. He wanted Chris to attack him back.
Well, this way he can, rather than having a conversation about the value of marching or the value of, you know, the use of military conflicts around the world for the last six decades or whatever it is, he just wants to go punchy on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can solve this problem by hitting them. And believe me, I understand that feeling. But really, I mean, come on. Does that make any sense for anybody over the age of 13?
So I don't know what the response would be, Conan, especially because you'd also be wearing BDU's camouflage going out there. And that may completely change. Like, if you weren't wearing that, you know, would that also change how your message would
be received? Or if I was to, like I said, desecrate my BDUs, put a big old piece, paint a big old peace sign on the back of them, and even tear off the arms, or maybe put some insignias on, like the go AWOL
insignia.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I don't think that, because that's really, that's frowned upon, you know, desecrating the uniform.
You know that when you go out there, there's a chance somebody's going to try to show you something. They're going to try to prove something to their girlfriend or their wife or whatever, one of their buddies, military buddies. And there's always that possibility. The best thing you can do is just arm up with a video camera and be prepared for it. I actually had a video camera. I had one in my bag, one in my pocket, and one on my head. Actually, I had the sunglass cams. By the way, the Cop Block contest is wrapped up. The Cop Block video contest for 2014. We have 7 hours worth of submissions to go through, 7 hours worth of people submitting content to copblock.org, and that's one of the things that's on my list of things to do this week, is to actually watch as much of that as possible.
Now, who are the other judges?
Pete Ayer from copblock.org, and Terry, who is the creator of Checkpoint USA. I don't know if you're familiar with Checkpoint USA. But
right, and of course, if you're here at the Keene Activity Center, you're probably going to be watching videos with Ian if you're anywhere near him.
Yeah, I actually invited people to watch some of them today, and I ended up being sorry that I did that.
I watched a few.
I ended up being sorry because a lot of these videos, they basically are like raw footage with nothing more than B-roll on them.
You mean Garrett style?
No, Garrett will talk to, you know, he'll get up close to a cop and he'll talk to people. The big problem with a lot of these entries, it's not going to be too hard to pick the winner because some of them are outstanding, but most of them are not so great.
Mm-hmm.
The big problem with the videos in this contest is that the submitters aren't getting close enough. You know, and that's kind of a newbie thing, and I think it's great that they're out. I think it's great that they're hitting the streets. That's great that they're recording the police, even if it is from a distance. I think all of that is good.
Yeah.
But as far as for a video contest purpose, as far as, you know, being able to communicate with people what it is that you're doing, many of these were not ready for prime time.
Wasn't last year's winner the checkpoint guy going through the 1, 2, 3 checkpoints? And
I think so, yeah.
He just ended up driving all through them. He wouldn't show ID. Yeah, it was spectacular.
So I actually haven't gone through all of them yet, but that is one of the things that's on my list of things to do. But just a quick tip. I mean, if you're out there on the streets doing cop blocking, it does take practice, right? Like, in the beginning, you're going to want to stay away from the scenes because cops are scary, and they might target you and arrest you, break your camera. You never know what these guys are going to do. They can be like wild dogs to some extent. So what do you do? Well, over time, you should try to push yourself to get closer to the scene, because there was some conversations these police were having with people that I was only able to watch from a distance. I couldn't hear a word of what was going on, in which case, you just got B-roll. You've got B-roll of
somebody. Work on the New Hampshire and hang out with us.
Yeah, totally. Well, that's the other thing. If you are doing cop blocking with other people, that tends to empower. It tends to encourage and result in people doing things they wouldn't do if they were alone, for instance. 855, 450-FREE. More coming up with your thoughts on whatever you want here on Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants on our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door Devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time, perhaps, for your call if you dial now toll free. 855-450-FREE. You know what? I don't think we're going to have time, Mark, for your story about what does freedom mean, but maybe mark it. We'll talk about it later on this week.
That's fine.
Because we've been talking about Memorial Day, and it is live, by the way, here, Free Talk Live, live on Memorial Day. We've been talking about what happened in the parade, where I joined the parade. The parade itself was fairly uneventful. Got some smiles and some waves, some peace signs from people. And then it was later on Facebook, when some people posted,
the drama began,
how upset they were, and one man says, "That is the dumbest freaking thing I've ever heard." Me talking about how there's no free, you know, free speech is an illusion in this country. That look at Edward Snowden, for instance. You want a perfect example of somebody who is not allowed to have free speech? Any of these whistleblowers, Bradley/Chelsea Manning, Ed Snowden, others as well. Journalists have been targeted. Journalists have had their cameras confiscated, had themselves arrested. Other journalists have been targeted and put in prison because they won't reveal their sources.
White House journalists who can't film the president, they get kicked out of meetings and they don't get to see it. Because the White House has her own special White House guy who takes all the pictures.
Right. So there's all kinds of restrictions on people. All you have to do is look to find them. But he says it's the dumbest freaking thing he's ever heard. I know you make a living spewing this crap, but honestly, not today, in all caps and with 5 exclamation marks. Go live in Russia or China or North Korea and tell me how much freedom of speech you have. Your ass would be in solitary for life. You're a tool. And even worse, I know you believe the crap you spew.
Well, yeah. I mean, and didn't you pull up the Freedom of Press chart?
Well, yes, actually.
Aren't we going down every year on the ranks?
Let's talk to Christian about that, because it was actually Christian on Skype who brought that to my attention tonight, the press freedom ratings. Christian, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Christian. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, I'm calling because we're talking about freedom here. And you know what? There's actually some organizations that actually measure that. There's one called the Press Freedom House. I think they're at freedomhouse.org.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually measure, you know, how free is the press in the United States. And guess where we are? We are just behind the Bahamas. I said behind. And just above Micronesia, right? The United States is number 30. on that list. So when we talk about how free we are and how we're the number one nation and all the good stuff, right? Well, here we are, number 30 on the 2014 Press Freedom Index. And there's more, right? The economic freedom rankings from the Fraser's Institute in Canada. This is like overall freedom. What are the freest country on earth? What's America's number in there? In 2014's numbers are not out. In 2013, the number that came out, the United States is number 17. Chile is more free. Canada is more free. Bahrain, wherever that is more free.
There's another one, just to bring you back to press freedom. You had mentioned this organization, Freedom House. This is the first time I've seen the link you sent me, and I'll post it on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter for everybody to take a look at. But it's the first time I've heard of Freedom House. We have talked previously about Reporters Without Borders as another organization that does these press freedom rankings. And if you pull up their list for 2014, United States is ranked at number 46. According to the story here, the difference is they've gone down 14 points since the previous list. But
you know,
not so great for press freedom.
Right. I mean, what I hear here is that the United States is one of the freer places, one of the freer countries on the planet, but they're going in the wrong direction. And that while they sit around, while so many U.S. citizens sit around and pat themselves on the back for being, the freest nation on earth or the best nation or the most prosperous or whatever the term is that one wishes to use, that things are getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
Take that hand that you're using to pat yourself on the back and start getting it to work, making us more free, and then we'll be better off.
Yeah, it's time to drop the motto "Home of the Free and the Brave." It's time to drop that because
it's nonsense.
It's over.
It's an illusion. It's a lie.
If it ever existed.
Well, I think that the brave part's still there. The people are willing to get into the military and fight for
willing to stand up to the government,
the paymasters, and those kind of things.
Now, by the way, the United States just edged out Haiti on the list of press freedom from Reporters Without Borders.
I find the Reporters Without Borders list has been disputed in the past, but it's interesting that the other one has United States down at 32.
What all this means, though, is that it is consistent. All of these reports, which are all done by third-party organizations, all say the same thing. The United States has been going down year to year. We are not headed in the right direction right now.
Christian, where are you from?
I'm from Canada. Number, 25th.
Yeah. have you checked out our great country, the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Oh, I am a to-be mover to New Hampshire.
Ooh.
So when New Hampshire won...
Oh, I know who this is. You actually visited Keene previously. You came in on a motorcycle, right?
I sure have on my Harley Davidson.
Yeah, we went and had some Mexican food with Christian.
Get
really
yourself
great.
A nice Canadian motorcycle, son.
I wanted to live the American dream when I first moved to the U.S. in 1998. And, it has been that. I have done very well down here in the U.S., but I have also seen this country transform from what it was just, not even 20 years ago to what it is today. And it is very sad.
Hey, thanks for sharing that tonight, Christian. I appreciate hearing from you. Come to Porkfest?
I will be there. Looking forward to it.
Fantastic. See you there. And we will be there as well, live every single night. Thanks for the call, Christian. Porkfest.com to go and get your tickets. PORCFEST.com. And you don't have to come up to visit New Hampshire during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, although it's an ideal time for it. You can come any old time.
You can come during Keenvention.
You sure can. That's coming up in late October, early November, October 31st through November 2nd. Keenvention tickets are available now. Early bird price is just $40, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to being there for that. And Conan, we're going to have to get you involved in the panel this year. I haven't really figured out how to get you involved, but
I was involved in two last year, so it's not like
maybe we'll have you head one up this year.
Yeah, I talked about maybe doing some farming kind of situation with like Lori Roeder or something, talking the homegrown chickens. And of course, Mark could be there talking about his little piglets.
Now, you were on the news media panel last year.
Mm-hmm. And the secession panel.
And both of those, in fact, all of the panels, all of the discussions, all the speeches from Keenvention 2013 are all available free. You can just go and experience the entire convention, or almost, at least the stage portion. The other part of the convention you won't experience by watching the full videos is the stuff happening off the stage.
Hanging out.
The hanging out, the conversations. And that's really, to me, what I think became one of the outstanding parts about Keenvention was that it was so intimate. You really could meet everyone at Keenvention, unlike Porkfest. There's no way you'll be able to meet everybody at Porkfest. That's not to say Porkfest isn't a blast and a lot of fun. It's awesome. It's just a different event. Tom's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Yeah, it's about that shootout out there in California at the University of near the University of California, Santa Barbara, where that guy was not having any luck in the women department, just like the guy out in at Virginia Tech a few years earlier on 16 April of 2007. Now, why didn't he just go out downtown and buy a woman? And the answer is, of course, that the police would have arrested him and hauled him off to prison for it, for prostitution or soliciting for prostitution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think renting is probably a better term.
Why didn't he go get professional help? Well, look what happened to that guy at Virginia Tech when he accepted therapy. Next thing he knew, the cops were forcing him into a vehicle and taking him to a mental institution to be locked up and drugged.
Does anybody know if this new killer was on drugs, the psychotropic medication?
It says that he refused to take him. He was receiving care, psychiatric care, but he wasn't. Wouldn't take the pills.
And
interesting.
They don't want to be drugged. They don't want to be arrested. See, it's people are looking at what could people have done differently. Maybe if people, some people are half serious, saying that it's the fault of women that are too nasty and won't give them special treats, and they're half serious about that. But it's the cops that actually commit unprovoked violence against people who find a solution at the brothel down the street. They're actually violating people's rights. So always remember to blame cops for what happens.
It's true. The cops don't have to enforce these laws. I mean, the cops will blame the legislators. The cops will say, if you don't like it, you should go and change it.
It's the brass, usually, that is going to decide who's where the street cop's going to be deployed and not deployed.
Well, that's true.
He should have done is, instead of killing innocent people, he should have targeted the cops at a sports event. Outside the event, if he starts picking them off and goes around the block while the enemy targets swarm in and he just picks off cops, then the copycats will do that. And then
what copycats are there going to be? I don't think you're going to get as far. The cops are carrying heat, and killers don't usually want to go up against people that are armed equally.
We're out of time.
Gun-free zones.
Thanks, Tom. You don't have time to get at what you're getting at. I apologize about that.
Getting at is he wants cop shot.
Yeah, he does. And his M.O.
Hey, everybody. Tom wants cop shot.
We are out of time. I don't believe violence is the solution, so I don't agree with Tom on that. But we're out of time. Can't talk further, but we'll talk to you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com, blacksheeprising.org for more Conan.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force detoxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.